Good evening, everyone. So we all stand for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ask the clerk to call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Present.
Ms. Quatek?
Present.
Ms. Laird?
Present.
Ms. Leon?
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Present.
And Mr. Cologne.
Mr. Cologne will not be joining us this evening. The mayor will be joining us as he can. He is at a UNESCO World Heritage Designation meeting. We have a few citations on the agenda for this evening. Start off with Robert Brooks. Whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served by a dedicated, diligent, and talented member of the Bethlehem Fire Department for 20 years, and whereas Robert Brooks, who started with the fire department in 2005 and retired in 2025, has, during the course of his employment, provided the utmost in reliable and outstanding service to the fire department and the residents of the city of Bethlehem. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the council of the city of Bethlehem that Robert Brooks be extended the gratitude of the city of Bethlehem, which has benefited from his two decades of service and the special contributions he has made to promote public safety and to protect the lives and the property of Bethlehem residents. Be it further resolved now that Robert is retired, he can relax and enjoy all that life has to offer him. And be it further resolved that Robert be extended every good wish for a long and satisfying retirement. Adopted by council this 15th day of April, 2025. Do you want to say anything, or?
No, I just thank you very much for the opportunities that the city of Bethlehem has provided me and my family. And I'm very proud to be a firefighter, city of Bethlehem, and I will forever live that life. Thank you.
My co-chair. We also have citations honoring Mark Correll, Thomas Yanka, and Thomas Ackerman. I don't see them here this evening, but we'll make sure that we get these to them. Okay, moving on to the approval of the minutes. Are there any questions or comments about the minutes? Right, the minutes stand approved. We're going to move on to public comment, our first public comment, which is public comment on things not being voted on. A YouTube reminder, if you're starting the stream after 7 p.m., please make sure to scroll ahead so that the YouTube stream is current rather than a recording of the earlier portion of this meeting. If you're signed up to speak in person during the first public comment period on items not being voted on tonight, I will call you up to the podium in the order you've signed up in. The only person I have signed up is Artie Caratola.
Hey, how you all doing? I'm Artie Caratola, 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, south side of Bethlehem. This may be the last time I'll be coming to city council meetings. I've been coming here for over 40 years to city council meetings when Szaborski was here and Sabinski and all the others that were around back then. And it took a long time for me to get them to put cameras in the lights that are traffic lights so the tickets will come into the mail so the police officers don't have to chase the people. They did it in Philadelphia. They didn't do it here, but I also was after surveillance cameras being all over the city. And 2017, and the crime rate went down in Bethlehem. But I don't see the beginning anywhere with the city council. So I'm not going to come in here anymore. I'm going to spend my time to be with my anti-Semitic church choir, which is Catholic. So I'm going to spend my time there. Of course, I gotta wear, comb my hair back, and I can't wear a hat. I can wear a hat here, and all the Jewish synagogues that I've been after, all my friends that passed away, they were Jewish. But yet, city council had 2 years to go ahead and clear up this anti-Semitic garbage that was pushed on about me with the press that had me on the front page as being considered anti-Semitic, when most of my friends were Jewish. For 20 years, Jerry Dreiben, right next to the Warwick Hotel in Philadelphia, we had a creative sound studio. He was Jewish. The people at the owned Warwick were Jewish. And I booked all the entertainment and performed there. I went with my, at the Bethlehem Club, here in Bethlehem. It was run by Jewish people. I performed it. I had the all-night, the girls' night out comedy clubs shows going on there for almost 2 years. I performed there for my then Jewish attorney, who was Jay Sherline, very good friend of mine, at for his 50th birthday party at the Bethlehem Club on New Street, right around the corner. I also was at his funeral, and also was at the funeral for Sandra, Ezra Mohawk, Harvitz, in her pine box next to me. She was Jewish. I gave an apology for her. She was a very good friend of mine. My other attorney friend, Dave Schattenstein. He's sitting in mind if I mention his name. We went out to Vegas together to see some friends of mine that were also Jewish. And one of them was Ron Jeremy, who claims that he had more women than I had. Well, I dated more women than he did. Not that I did anything sexually. No. But the thing is, I dated more women, and most of them were Jewish. But I'm anti-Semitic? And you never cleared it with the press. Also, with ArtsQuest, I'm a racist, but I perform in most Mexican restaurants all over the tri-state area. But because I said a certain statement, a joke, I was considered racist. But no, ArtsQuest gives you a lot of money. I don't get you that much money. I only gave $500 to the state of Pennsylvania this year. But that doesn't count. And my taxes were over $1,000. That don't count. I'm not a taxpayer. I'm anti-Semitic. I'm a racist. So I don't need to be here where I'm not wanted. And thanks to that statement, a lot of people that were Jewish backed out of working with me. And since the library is run by Jewish people, my book was refused to be in the library, in my city library that I've been paying taxes for. I've been living here I'm having my birthday on the 77th, my 77th birthday coming up. But my book was rejected, and a lot of people from Bethlehem contributed to make that book being there. But because that wasn't cleared up, I'm not permitted to do things in the city. So running for mayor, forget about it. I'm not going to be elected because they consider me anti-Semitic. Also,
that's the end of your time.
Well, my time's up. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Thank you. I'm going to go around the room for a first public comment, not on anything not being voted on. Anybody on the left, does anybody have anything they would like to address with the council? Censor? Bill Sark?
Bill Sharm, 1890 Eaton Avenue. I want to put in a plug for radio station WLVR, 91.3 FM. I doubt that we make a grant, we being the city, make a grant to them, but I think we should. They're losing money, and it's a precious resource. It's kind of like the library in a way. In the library, you get information for free. All you need for WLVR is a decent radio that has FM. And you have access. It's not 24/7 because they do have a few music shows, but it's just such a rich array of information about current affairs, history, science, and also analysis and discussion. And I want to do a special plug for the show called Left, Right, and Center. Everyone in this room would, I think, enjoy it. It's Friday nights at 9 p.m. It's three people. Sarah is the conservative. Mo is the liberal. And the moderator is David, a journalist, a professor, and a lawyer, in reverse order. They are all very intelligent, thoughtful, articulate, and sometimes humorous. Sometimes they laugh at each other's jokes. It's clear that they like each other. And it's just a marvelous, marvelous show. A former member of council started listening at my behest and says the show is magnificent. And a current member of council is also a devotee. At the end of each show, they each get a rant and a rave. And, but I gotta say one thing about Sarah. She's just delightful and very sharp and quick. She said that, and she never mentioned critical race theory, but that's, of course, when there's an imbalance among the races in a certain group that cause for concern, maybe investigation. She said Donald Trump has critical trade theory, that if there's an imbalance, a deficit with a particular country, that's not only cause for investigation, it's a problem. So that was her. Well, that wasn't her rant. I have a rant tonight, and it's not about Garrison Street or the Woolworth Building. I'm going to have at least a temporary moratorium on such issues, since my views on development and the character of Bethlehem are at such divergence from those of the council as a whole. My rant concerns curbside recycling and the fact that I came home one day and my blue can was in the traffic lane. It was last Tuesday when it was windy, even windier than today, I think. And the lid was off, as it always is, after the guy has been there. And the wind blew it into the traffic lane. Well, this is not good, not a good thing. The can was not damaged. There was no accidents that I'm aware of. The cars were going around it. But that shouldn't be. The lid should have been put back on the can firmly so that the wind wouldn't catch the can and blow it into the traffic lane. So there's two possibilities here. One is it's not specified in the contract that they shall do this, that the lid should be firmly put back on. If not, it should be, because contractors, when they contract from the government, if it's not specified, they don't do it because it costs them money to do anything more than what's in the contract. The other possibility is that it is in the contract. And my guy, at least, doesn't obey the contract. Either way, something should be done about it. It should be put into the contract if it's not there. And if it is, the contract should be enforced. The final note, as I've been told by a number of people, to tell everybody I won't be here for 2 months. I'm going out of state for cataract surgery. And I'll see you in July. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Before we continue with public comment, the following agenda items have been pulled from the agenda, just in case that's going to affect how anybody speaks tonight. Agenda items 6E, 10E, and 9A have been pulled from the agenda. So again, just for anyone listening, 6E, 10E, and 9A. Does anyone else in the center have... Oh, sorry, I saw Harry first, and then I'll come to you, Steve.
I appreciate it. Barry's favor, and while we were talking about things we like to consume, I just want to also make some recommendations. Two really good books. The Dawn of Everything by David Graeber, the late David Graeber and David Wengrow. Really good. And Western Marxism by Domenico Lacerto, translated by Gabriel Rockhill, an incredible Villanova professor. Really like the work. But the things I want to talk about today, Harry Faber, I don't know if I said my name, is on April 5th, Donald Trump posted footage of an airstrike that claimed to be targeting Houthi militants gathering and planning an attack on U.S. ships. In reality, it turned out to be a group of unarmed Yemeni tribespeople celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the ending of Ramadan. Posted this massacre on social media. Yesterday, Trump, his administration, and the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, spoke together and were asked if he was going to return the mistakenly and illegally deported legal U.S. resident Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the from the mega prison CECOT in El Salvador, which is notorious for its human rights violations and brutality. When asked if they plan to return Kilmar to the U.S., he said, quote, and this is Nayib Bukele, "How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I'm not going to do it," end quote. Without any evidence, nor due process, Kilmar, along with hundreds of others, are labeled terrorists or MS-13 gang members or anything else that justifies this violent and barbaric kidnapping in the minds of the masses. Trump was also caught saying, "Homegrowns are next. The homegrowns, you gotta build about 5 more places, it's not big enough." And this prison, CECOT, holds over 40,000 people in the most inhumane conditions. Gotta build 5 more places, it's not big enough. Because we wanna ship our own population, American grown, American born. Between March 18th and April 9th, the UN verified 36 cases in which Israeli strikes have killed only women and children. There were also 23 instances of Israel forcing civilians to evacuate to safe zones and then bombing the tents in those same safe zones. On Sunday, April 13th, Israel launched an airstrike and destroyed part of Al-Ali Arab Baptist Hospital, the last fully functioning hospital in Gaza City. If anyone remembers, this was the same hospital Israel claimed ferociously last October it didn't bomb. In reality, this was the 5th time Al-Ali Hospital was bombed since the beginning of the onslaught. Also, one thing I didn't mention, I just came across the other day. Tulsi Gabbard tweeted on March 29th, quote, "President Trump is the president of peace. He is ending bloodshed across the world and will deliver lasting peace in the Middle East," end quote. And I saw someone's take on this, Caitlin Johnstone. Their quote is, "So far, this president of peace has started a relentless bombing campaign in Yemen, reignited the Gaza Holocaust, and shifted more U.S. war machinery to West Asia in preparation for war with Iran, all while getting ready to announce the first ever $1 trillion Pentagon budget." And I'm not even going to mention all the insider trading, market manipulation stuff that went on with the tariffs, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is, one, so again, you guys have full accountability, you're aware of the things going on, and every day, every week, every meeting, you guys don't say anything, don't, you know, call for change, call for action. Again, you are complicit. I also say this considering how the last meeting went, where we decided to spend $33,000 increasing our security and surveillance over our own population, opposed to actually helping them. It's clear to me that Bethlehem City Council really does not care. I wanted to talk about, and things that are being voted on, the guy who gave the presentation about, what was it, 8th Avenue and Martin Court. I hope that you guys will bow next time, because it's clear you only care about the landowning class, and you prove it time and time again with your actions. Stand with the people, stand against genocide. I cannot say it enough. I mean, Bethlehem is named after Palestine. Take a fucking stance. I'm sick of it.
Anyone else in the center?
Steve Antonix, Southern Ridge. There's a very subtle and undercurrent animosity existing between two groups, city council and the public, and we're hearing it tonight. and reliable and dedicated citizens. I can't remember her last name, I think Mary Jo, a very dedicated person, stopped coming because she sensed it, felt she was not listened to, and ignored. Over the number of meetings and with the upcoming election, I'm trying to create a scenario, what it was like in Bethlehem when city council and the public were one and acted that way. It doesn't exist anymore. So I have here a document to prove my point. This will never happen again. It's dated December 13, 1993. And it's composed by James Del Grosso, president of city council. And is addressed to a private citizen. Unheard of. And it's responding to a comment that citizen made at a public meeting. And after that statement at the public meeting, there was intense discussion. And the president of council was obliged to confirm that by saying, "Thank you for your time you took to addressing city officials at December 7, 1993. City Council meeting with carbon copies to the mayor and council. It will not happen today. How will it change to get some of you out of your office by not reelecting? That's the only way to change. And the gentleman has to carry an anti-Semitic label because of a comment made by a member of council. I've been attacked by council, by a member of council. So have other people. This is not town council standard type of government. It's an adversarial form of government. And who suffers? The city of Bethlehem. So, who can best evaluate people on council? The press can't do it. It's the people who come here to watch you. And they were given a form to tell what they think of the council. Back then, Calvo, Ersham, Lawrence, Lupus, Moore, and Soborski were council members. If they were voted on by the public, they would all get B's or A's. But this last vote of members of the public who voted, rather who submitted forms, gave two members of council S. That's unheard of. Why do we have to have people rated S by the public on council? Whose best interests are served? Clearly, the member of the council, not the city. Something drastic has to happen, but I don't see how it will. And for Bill Shire to make comments like he has, that's unheard of, because I've heard Bill speak many times. Sad. Very sad.
Thank you, Steve. Does anybody else in the center have comment on something not being voted on? Anybody to the right? We're going to move on to public comment on things being voted on this evening. I have nobody signed up, but I'm going to go around the room. Does anybody on the left have comments on something being voted on this evening? Anyone in the center want to make public comments on something being voted on? And anyone to the right? Right, that's going to conclude our public comments portion. Right, moving on to old business. I don't have any old business, and it's within the council business. Moving on to new business. Does anybody on council have anything to do? Councilman Cusack.
Thank you. This is our only time to talk during the evening on matters that aren't on the agenda, so I'll just take this opportunity to say that while we don't use carbon copies anymore, I can assure you that many, many residents have received emails from me. I've set up meetings, facilitated all kinds of things with department heads, and I find it very frustrating to sit here and I mean, you know, it's my job, so I will sit here, obviously, but to be accused of not doing my job is very, very frustrating. I want to assure you and everybody here that despite what some people think, I am actually doing my job. I want to thank Chief Cott and Mr. Alcall for agreeing to a community meeting in West Bethlehem that's coming up next week that I was happy to facilitate with neighbors who were concerned about their safety after things like that recent high-speed pursuit by the Pennsylvania State Police that ended in two cars being totaled. The neighborhood's very concerned, and so I really want to thank you guys for taking some time out of your schedule to attend that meeting. It means a lot to the people on Market Street. There was a wonderful event. Did we talk about this? No, we haven't talked about the Choice Neighborhood Festival, right? There was a great festival at Pembroke. At Marvine Pembroke. Was that last weekend? Weekend before. They're blurring. It was a great opportunity for people in the neighborhood to take a look at the Choice Neighborhoods plan, the planning grant draft plan, and offer their input on it. And there was also great food, and there were the Coalition for Appropriate Transportation was there. They gave away a couple of bikes. I believe that the police department or the fire department, maybe it was just fire, I can't remember, were there. All in all, a great event. Really glad that there are neighborhood ambassadors involved in that project who have been just tremendous assets to the project as well. And very excited about the way that that project is moving forward. With the goal of not just replacing outdated housing, but adding more housing and adding a mix of housing so that people can find their way perhaps out of the public housing and into something that, you know, is the next step in terms of, you know, earning income. And what's really special about this project is that it's not just about the housing. It's also about the neighborhood and the people. It's very, it's a very specific type of project that Housing and Urban Development funds. And so, in addition to talking about what the housing will look like, it's also about the resources for the people who live in the neighborhood, helping connect them to things. It's about improving the infrastructure around the neighborhood so that STEPCO is safer and Pembroke is safer. Overall, it's just an amazing project, and I'm very excited to see the planning part of it come to its fruition as we're winding down the grant. And that's all I really wanted to talk about. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else on? Anybody to...
Okay, thank you. So I had a question that is fresh. It's tax day, as we all probably know. And it appears that not just for Bethlehem, but that the Keystone Collects site that many local municipalities rely on for earned income tax filing has been down for most of the past 24 or more hours. I was able to get a hold of someone at their office, and they said, yes, they did not anticipate the website traffic on tax day. And the site is crashing continually. And their official suggestion was to keep refreshing the page and trying, and if you couldn't get through to file your taxes, to print off a form, which you can't do if the website's crashed, and mail it in. So I was wondering if the city received any different guidance, because I'm sure I just talked to like an level one support person, and what people should do if they cannot get their taxes filed by midnight.
Keystone Collections handles all of our, as the third party, all of our local collections, and they actually collect for all the municipalities in Northampton County, as well as a number of other counties. It's a large organization. They did have, we did reach out to them. We understood that we were also receiving feedback that the site was up and down intermittently over the last 40 years. So I was working Sunday night. It was a little bit of a problem yesterday and again today. So we do have on our website the forms that are needed. Some people came in, we supplied the documents they needed. They came to the tax office, which is on the third floor, so if they come to City Hall, they can collect them. If you also go to our city website, under in the center where there's government, there's departments, center of our homepage is where our government functions are, and then there's our tax page. There's also a tax, a quick link on the homepage to our tax, and if you go there, all the documents are also waiting for you. Now that puts it on the paper version to mail it to get postmarked, so you're not able to download direct from there, but the hope is that they're back tomorrow. So we had a couple calls in ourselves. We'll follow up tomorrow as well to find out what happened and how soon it will be fully corrected.
Do you anticipate there being any sort of extra grace period with the postmarks, since obviously if somebody goes tonight, they're not going to get a postmark today?
But we will ask for sure. Yeah, that's what we plan to cover tomorrow. We would expect that would, the answer would be yes, but I'll find out hopefully more tomorrow, please, when we do make contact with them.
Okay. Yeah, and I do want to be clear. I'm well aware it's not a Bethlehem specific issue. It is, I was seeing threads from central Pennsylvania, and it's a big bad day for somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very frustrating for a lot of people on the last, on the last data when you have everything you need and it's the site keeps crashing. So
okay.
We hope that is rectified soon. Thank you.
Thanks. And then the only other thing I wanted to mention today is the Bethlehem Parks survey. So as I believe it was reported on in the mayor's report maybe at our last meeting, there's a really awesome master planning project looking at all 40 of the parks within the city. And right now there's a great opportunity for public feedback. So if you, the project is called 40 and 10, but even if you just Google Bethlehem Parks Survey, you'll find it. The survey is open until the 26th, so I wanted to make sure that word is out there again, so that we can get as many people participating as possible so that the parks can really reflect what the community is looking for. That's it.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I just want to extend, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I'm assuming everyone agrees. I just want to extend my support and condolences to Governor Shapiro and his family and the family that were with them on Saturday night, Sunday morning, when they were victims and traumatized by the arson and whatever else that the person had in mind. But I just want to say that our country was built on religious freedom, and I really hope and we'll continue to do all I can to move us forward so that all kinds of freedom can be celebrated by everyone. And I hope that everyone can have a happy Easter, happy Passover, whatever they celebrate, and that we can finally see a day when we don't have this kind of terrible violence. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to communications. We're going to start with communications 6A.
March 27th, 2025, memorandum and attached resolution from Lori Giglio, Grants Administrator for the Department of Community and Economic Development. Ms. Giglio seeks support to apply for a $300,000 grant through Northampton County. This money would be used for trail cap construction of the Bethlehem Greenway.
And Resolution 10A is on the agenda, Communication 6B.
A March 10th, 2025 memorandum and proposed resolution from Health Director Kristen Wenrick. The memorandum seeks authorization to execute an agreement with Cedar Crest College of Allentown to provide a community health needs assessment. Cost is $7,500 and the work is to be completed by December 31st, 2025.
Resolution 10B is on the agenda, Communication 6C.
A March 26, 2025 memorandum and proposed resolution from Director of Water and Sewer Resources Edward Boscola and Public Works Director Michael Alcall. The memorandum seeks authorization to execute Amendment 1 to the Sewer Model Updates Engineering Services Agreement with Remington and Vernick Engineers Second Incorporated of Allentown. The amendment is for the consultant to provide professional engineering services to assist the city with programming and build out a computer model of the city's stormwater infrastructure. Cost is $22,500. Will be added to the original contract price of $60,012 for a total cost of $82,512. The estimated completion date is July 31st, 2025. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10C is on the agenda, Communication 60.
An April 8th, 2025 memorandum and proposed resolution from Director of Water and Sewer Resources Edward Boscola. The memorandum seeks authorization to execute an agreement with NTEC Engineering Incorporated of Reading to provide professional services to assist the City Water Department with the service line inventory and lead service line replacement planning in accordance with EPA and DEP regulatory requirements. Cost for the first year is $88,900. Renewals are offered at $134,300 for each of years 2 and 3, and $67,150 for a fourth year. There are no renewals. 6 proposals were received. NTEC Engineering was determined to be the best value.
Resolution 10B is on the agenda, Communication 6F.
An April 9th, 2025 memorandum from Solicitor John F. Burke Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. Permittee is Arts Quest and the event is the 2025 Levitt Pavilion Concert Series. Concerts will be held Thursdays through Sundays, May 15th through September 13th from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Permit duration will be Thursdays through Sundays from 3 p.m. to midnight, with road closures on Fridays and Saturdays between 5 and 11 p.m. Premises will include First Street from Founders Way to the Eastern Terminus.
Resolution 10F is on the agenda, Communication 6G.
An April 9th, 2025 memorandum from Solicitor John F. Burke Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. Permittee is Arts Quest and the event is the 2025 Steel Stacks Summer Concert Series. Concerts will be held on May 13th, July 27th, August 20th, and September 28th from 6 to 10 p.m. Permit duration will be each of those 4 stated dates from noon until midnight. Premises will include First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus and Founders Way between 1st and 2nd Street.
Resolution 10G is on the agenda, Communication 6H.
An April 9th, 2025 memorandum from Solicitor John Spurk Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. Permittee is Kaleidoscope Collective LLC, with sub-permittees named as the Redevelopment Authority of the City of Bethlehem and Christmas City Spirits LLC. The event is the Steel City Fair, which will take place between 1 and 6 p.m. on May 3rd. Permit duration will be from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. on May 3rd. State of premises is Nevin Place right-of-way and specified West Walnut Street street parcel, both of which are adjacent to the Sun Inn courtyard.
Resolution 10H is on the agenda, Communication 6I.
An April 9th, 2025 memorandum from Solicitor John S. Burke Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. Permittee is the Star of Bethlehem Festival with sub-permittee of Clever Girl Winery, The Colony Meadery LLC, Groverdale Winery, Stone Farm Cellar and Vineyard LLC, and Stone Lake Winery LLC. The event is the Christmas City Wine Festival with event times and dates at 5 to 10 p.m. on May 16th, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on May 17th and noon to 4 p.m. on May 18th. The duration is May 14th to 20th and the premises is the Earl E. Schaefer Ice Rink.
Resolution 10I is on the agenda, Communication 6J.
An April 9th, 2025 memorandum from Solicitor John Spurk Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. Permittee is the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, and sub-permittees are Lost Tavern Brewing LLC, Franklin Hill Vineyards Incorporated, Social Still LLC, and County Seed Spirits LLC. The event is the 2025 Live in the Garden Concert Series. Concerts will be all Saturdays between May 10th and June 28th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. The duration will be 3 to 8 p.m. on each of these dates, and the covered premises will be the Bethlehem Rose Garden and Band Shop.
Resolution 10J is on the agenda. Communication 6K.
An April 9th, 2025 memorandum and proposed resolution from Laura Collins, Director of Community and Economic Development. Memorandum seeks authorization to execute an agreement with Kittleston and Associates Incorporated of Philadelphia to provide a citywide complete streets plan and bike infrastructure feasibility study. Cost is $249,883, and the work is to be completed by August of 2026. Nine firms responded to the city's RFP. Kittleston and Associates scored the highest for the committee review.
Resolution 10K is on the agenda. Communication 6L.
The March 24th, 2025 memorandum with proposed ordinance from Health Director Kristen Wenrick recommending an addition of funds to the general fund. The adjustment reflects $1,800 received from property owners to reimburse the city for on-site sewage work that exceeded the standard services provided by the city. Account number 001A-30800, return and allowances, will be increased from $311,500 to $313,300. And account number 0302-42060, other expenses, will increase from $7,020 to $8,820. Adjustment will amend the total general fund budget from $113,008,137 to $113,009,937.
Resolution or ordinance 9B is on the agenda. Communication 6M.
An April 7th, 2025 memorandum with proposed ordinance from Laura Collins, Director of Community and Economic Development. Ms. Collins recommends an addition of funds to the general fund budget. The adjustment reflects $110,000 transferred from the city's recreation fee fund and was spent as part of the Pembroke Choice Neighborhoods project. Account number 001A-30904, escrow, will increase from $293,851 to $403,851, and account number 0304-42198, Choice Neighborhood, will increase from $298,313 to $408,313. The adjustment will amend the total fund budget from $113,009,993 to $113,119,937.
Ordinance 9C is on the agenda. Moving on to President's Report, the only thing under President's Report is a councilman appointment to the Bethlehem Human Relations Commission.
Councilmanic appointment of Karen E. Davison to the Human Relations Commission. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Any discussion on the appointment?
Just a comment that I have volunteered alongside Ms. Davison for many, many years, and really pleased that she's chosen to serve the community in this new way. So many thanks to her for being willing, and I'm glad to see her name be forced tonight.
Any other discussion?
Well, I'll
go one further. Our children were in elementary school, middle school, and then college together, and I also am delighted that she's going to be serving on this commission.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leung?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0. Turning to the mayor for mayor's reports. Does the mayor have any reports tonight? Okay, moving on to ordinances for final passage.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, as amended, known in, as the zoning ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, by amending the city zoning map. Bill number 20, 2025, is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Quiatek.
Any discussion? All right, the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Nay.
Ms. Quiatek?
Nay.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2. Motion passes 4-2. Moving on to ordinances, new ordinances. The clerk will read bill number 22-2025.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the general fund for 2025. Bill number 22, correction, bill number 22, 2025, is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Motion passes. 6-0.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the general fund for 2025. Bill number 23, 2025, is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion on 9C. Customer Peter.
Thanks. Ms. Collins, could you come up? I just thought it would be helpful for folks to know what the early action project is for the Choice Neighborhoods Grant. I think it's a pretty cool project.
I agree. It's a very cool project. So as part of the $500,000 grant that we got from HUD for the Choice Neighborhoods planning project, HUD has asked that we invest $150,000 of that grant into physical improvements in the district, in the area or the catchment area. And it's called an early action project. The idea behind it is that throughout this two-year planning process, as we're talking with residents, as we're visioning for the future, as we're putting together this large implementation plan, you know, we're also going to, in that planning phase, do a demonstration project that shows, you know, not only are we listening and not only are we making plans for the future, but we also are investing right now. So there's placemaking elements that like are meant to give pride of place for the people who have been engaged in the Choice Neighborhoods project from the Pembroke Public Housing Community. And also it's meant to be responsive to some of the main community needs that we've heard throughout this planning process. And as you know, having been so involved in this process along the way, a few themes have emerged from residents and from stakeholders and in the steering committee. One being pedestrian safety around the Pembroke neighborhood. It's just, you know, it's very difficult to get around. There's dividing lines, right, with Stefco and with Pembroke Road. You know, we know that traditionally public housing has been segregated in outskirts of community, and that's been built around infrastructure and historic wrongs over periods of time. So improving pedestrian access is a big part of the overall plan. And then as part of this demonstration project, there are pedestrian safety improvements in this area of Stefco, Pembroke, and Washington. And then that park that sits in the middle, which is called Dutco Park, which I didn't even know that it had a name, but it is a park. It's called Dutco Park. And there are additional community-driven improvements to that space, additional pathways, improvements to the Lanta bus shelter, separate from, you know, this $150,000 and then the money that we're asking to move from recreation fees. We've also applied for a grant to do street art and some art on the sidewalks as well to add some placemaking elements there. And then there's a few like play pieces as well that would go into the park. So that's sort of the overall vision for this part of the project. We're really excited to be here. You know, we started the planning 2023, and we're coming up on the end of the two-year planning period. So in addition to this early action park improvement project, we also, as you mentioned, Councilwoman Quiatek had this event at Boys and Girls Club where we were talking through the preliminary draft plan, And then just last night, the Housing Authority took another really exciting step, separate from the early action piece, in authorizing the Housing Authority to move forward with the selected preferred developer, who will take those resident-driven housing concepts from the housing part of the plan and turn that into like a full design for the site redevelopment, the 425 units, and then putting together the capital stack as well. And all of that is the last piece of the planning puzzle that will then help make actually building those units a reality with that selected developer who does have choice experience. So a lot of really great things happening with choice overall, but this early action project is one that we're particularly excited about.
Any other discussion? Ordinance 9C. Solicitor, I have a quick question. I'm quite obviously on the BHA board, and I'm curious about, should I be abstaining from this vote, or should I be recusing myself from this vote?
You don't stand to gain anything personally from this vote.
All right, thank you. All right, if that concludes our discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. The ordinance passes 6-0. Moving on to resolutions, resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller are authorized and directed to execute all application forms necessary to apply for a livable landscapes grant for Northampton County for trail gap construction of the Bethlehem Greenway, and the mayor and controller are authorized to execute such other agreements and documents as are deemed to be necessary and or related thereto. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion. Clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Resolution passes 6-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Cedar Crest College to provide a community health needs assessment. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Remington and Vernick Engineers II Incorporated to provide additional engineering services to assist the city with programming and build out of a computer model of the city's stormwater infrastructure. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion?
I was just looking for a little bit more information about the change in scope that is, that was this contract, right? And like what was originally scoped versus what will be, I understand that what we're getting now is a computer model of the system, but what was the, what were we previously getting?
The sanitary model was what we previously got, and we're just doing a change order to add and to do a model of our stormwater collection system.
Okay, makes sense.
So
thank
we
you.
Can use it to do analyses and design improvements and
got
yeah,
it. So
it'd
be
problems.
A full sewer system now, not just smart. Thank you. Okay.
So if there's no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10D.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with NTEC Engineering Incorporated to assist the city with the service line inventory and lead service line replacement planning. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion? clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Swiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Resolution passes 6-0. We're going to be moving into our use permit agreements. As previously we have done, we've grouped these together. So if it is the will of council, I would accept the motion and second to group 10F through 10J, which are the use permit agreements together.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
One comment that I'm going to have to recuse myself from 10J, so I don't know if that impacts which we can bundle.
Why don't we separate that one? Right? Can we just put clarity?
So the motion on the floor is to group 10F through 10I today. Well, that's the motion that we should obtain. So I accept that motion and second, unless there's anything else that needs to be removed.
So moved.
Second. Can I do that?
Okay. All right. Any discussion on the motion to group 10F through 10I together? All right, the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Motion passes 6-0.
F. Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with ArtsQuest for the 2025 Levitt Pavilion Concert Series, 10G. Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller are and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with ArtsQuest for the 2025 Steel Stack Concert Series. 10H, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Kaleidoscope Collective for Steel City Fair. And 10I, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Star of Bethlehem Festival for the Christmas City Wine Festival. Resolutions are sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Any discussion on resolutions 10F through 10I? Clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10J.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce for 2025 Live in the Garden. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Any discussion?
As a performer and participant in the series, I will be recusing myself from this vote.
Any further discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Accuse.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Motion passes with 5-1 recusal. Moving on to resolution 10C.
10K.
10K.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and Controller, and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Kittleson and Associates Incorporated to provide additional engineering services, provide citywide complete streets plan and bike infrastructure feasibility study. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion on resolution 10K.
I just wanted to say that I was pleased to see that complete streets really means complete streets, and that means people with disabilities, the elderly, small children. It's not just about biking, and it's not just about sort of able-bodied walkers, but really taking a look at everything about our streets. And so I was pleased to see that in the notations in the packet.
Any further discussion?
Great.
Patrick,
I just had a quick question. Are we, as far as the $10 million from the Department of Transportation, is that definitely guaranteed? Like, have we received it, or are we waiting on any funds?
We are still waiting. So this is the grant that we were awarded through the Safe Streets and Roads for All program. It's part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. It was subject to an executive order, and it's still under review of the Department of Transportation. So we have continued to move forward with everything that does not incur any costs, so that when DOT does make a decision, and hopefully a favorable one, we'll be ready to move forward. And also, you know, we've been in regular contact with our representatives, with agency representatives at Federal Highway and Safety Administration, and you know, we do think it helps the case to say, like, you know, we are ready to go right now. Like, this is a real project. We've got real investment behind it. We've put a lot of staff time into it. We've got a lot of community resources into it. And as soon as you sign our grant agreement, like, we are ready to go. So the grant agreement has been in Washington. It has been under review. Our understanding is that all of the Safe Streets for All grant program awardees that have not executed contracts are being reviewed. We've heard from folks who are pretty in the know that there have not been many awards that have been pulled back. There have been some where the scope has been changed based on some new direction from the administration. We don't know exactly what that looks like or how it could impact our project. So you'll remember that you did also approve for phase one of the project on the construction side, because there's both the construction component and the supplemental planning. On the construction side, you did approve, we had gone out to bid for preliminary and final design, which is the phase one of the construction piece. And you did approve that. We are holding, we're obviously not executing that contract until we know if we've gotten this award, and so we would do the same thing here. So we would ask for council's approval, get ourselves lined up and ready to go, but we wouldn't actually execute the contract. And so we heard from Department of Transportation. And Kittleson is very aware of that dynamic. They have done a Safe Streets for All grant recently, I believe in Lancaster. They are very tapped in with Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Safety Administration. They're being helpful in getting us some information about this process. Everybody's aware of what's going on. We're just waiting on a final determination from Transportation. Thank you.
Any other discussion on this?
That was my question.
If there's no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Lamb?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10-L.
Certificate of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem Resolution, is hereby granted for 442 High Street, to replace an existing slate roof with GAF slate line asphalt shingles in the antique slate color, rebuild two brick chimneys on the north and south ends of the ridge on the main roof, repair falling brick and deteriorated mortar, repair soffits, fascias, wood window frames and sash, wood siding, wood doors, and wood shutters. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Liam?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10-M.
Certificate of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem Resolution, is hereby granted for 25 East Wall Street to replace existing roof shingles at the rear of the existing home with GAF slate line shingles in the antique slate color. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion. Clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Crampton Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Liam?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10-N.
Certificate of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem Resolution, is hereby granted for 408 High Street to replace existing roof shingles with GAF slate line shingles in the antique slate color and replace existing gutters with half-round gutters and round downspouts. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion? Clerk will call the roll. Discussion?
I know there's been back and forth between this regarding this building and some controversy, but I listened to the Harb meeting, and I just have some concerns. Even though I appreciate and respect Harb, it wasn't a unanimous vote. But looking at the Secretary of Interior guidelines for an addition to a historic,
I just wasn't sure if we were
jumping the gun.
No worries. Anybody have any reservations on 10? The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10-0.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature of Bethlehem Resolution is hereby granted for 555 Main Street to construct additional stories above the existing building. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Wilhelm and Ms. Laird.
Discussion?
Okay, thank you. So anyway, looking at the Secretary of Interior guidelines for an addition to a historic building, I have concerns. One is a new addition should not be visible from the public right away, and this addition is. Not only if you're walking north on Main Street, you can see it very clearly, but also if you're walking over the Broad Street Bridge, which is in the historic district, you can see it. The thing that really bothers me, I think, the most is the construction materials and the color of the addition. The new addition should be harmonious and congruent with the historic building, and I think it really sticks out that it's not congruent in color or material. And also, very importantly, these two issues are that a rooftop addition is not appropriate for a 1, 2, or 3-story building, which is what this is. It's really more appropriate for a higher story building. And lastly, that a rooftop addition should not be more than one story in height, and this is more than one story in height. So based on all those, I guess I'm confused, and I would like further clarification from Harb why it was approved. So if there's discussion, but my thoughts are to motion to have it go back to Harb to clarify why, based on the Secretary of Interior guidelines, they voted for approval of this addition.
Before we make the motion, is there any discussion on 10-0?
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Actually, I wanted to say that I found this to be a project that exemplifies the whole process. There was a denial of the COA, and they went back and they worked with the Harb, and they refined their design into something that they clearly have direction about where to go, you know, in terms of color, in terms of the mansard roof, the overhang rake, the height, everything. There were only 2 no votes. A couple of the votes that I thought were very key from people who have been pretty tough on developers before, Ms. Postopak and Mr. Nikolov, for me that was very persuasive that they felt that they had done their due diligence and that the process of going back and forth between the developer and the Harb had served its purpose. I'm comfortable with this COA going forward, so I would be a no on sending it back to Harb. I think they've taken several bites of the apple, and we have a good plan here.
Okay, so keeping a pin in the motion, is there any further discussion on 10-0?
On the motion?
No, we're not. There's no motion on the floor right now. She said she was holding the motion if there was discussion.
Yes, I think. There was a bit of a bumpy start, as we all know, but I think ultimately I'd like to commend Harb and the developer on how the process ended, as Councilwoman Quiatek articulated. Looking at the Secretary of Interior standards for rehabilitation, you can also acknowledge that many of them have been met, including, I think most interestingly, that if the rehabilitated portion of the building were to be removed, the original structure would be largely unchanged. To some extent, there's a bit of opinion here. I personally feel the building actually has minimal visual impact from Main Street, especially looking at the latest design. Depending on where you stand, you can sort of hardly see that top floor
coming out the back. But what I wanted to say is that with respect to the developer, and they're not here tonight, but just to sort of comment that I think this process went well and did set a good example ultimately, and I will encourage respectfully that developer to turn this same approach to another property I've been eager to see developed that is in their hands, the Riverport project, which was discussed many years ago with the idea and seemingly getting very close to becoming a public market setting. Certainly the space is available for it. It lives right there at the south end of the Fahey Bridge. Would really increase the vibrancy and walkability in terms of actually both north and south side residents could easily walk there. Just want to make a strong encouragement to the developer to turn their attention back to that project with the same gusto as they have done with this one. Thank you.
Any further discussion on this CLA? I would also say that my canary in the coal mine is Mr. Nikoloff. He's been very vocal and staunch on his stances, so to see him come around on this had an effect on me. So turning back to council, would you like to make a motion to send this back to ARB, or are we voting to?
Are we done with the comments?
I'm done commenting.
I'm gonna make a motion to turn it back to ARB just to explain why 5 of the 9 guidelines are not met and it was still approved.
So there's a motion to return this to ARB. Is there a second to the motion? Motion dies. Is that correct? No. Right, so since we've had our discussion, a quick roll call roll for
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Nay.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Ms. Leon?
Aye. Resolution passes 5-1. And that concludes our agenda. Get home safe, everyone. Thank you.